From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Authorities in Pakistan say an explosion in a crowded market in a city in the northwest of the country has killed 20 people and wounded at least 50 others. Taliban militants have stepped up attacks in retaliation for an ongoing army offensive in the tribal area of South Waziristan near the Afghan border. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The bomb exploded in a busy intersection in the city of Charsada, some 25 miles north of Peshawar. It's the third attack in as many days in the area, close to Pakistan's tribal areas, where the militants have established bases of operation. The district police officer said that he had received threatening letters in recent days from the militants, and that he had passed through the area 2 minutes before the explosion took place. An attack on a livestock market Sunday killed a leader of an anti-Taliban militia, suggesting that the militants are attempting to disrupt any organized resistance against them. The Taliban, meanwhile, has vowed to fight a tough guerrilla war. A spokesman for the militants told a news agency that while the army is capturing roads in South Waziristan, our people are still operating in the forests and mountains. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama are traveling to Texas today for a memorial service for the victims of Thursday's shooting rampage at Fort Hood. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The suspect in the shooting, Major Nidal Hassan, is conscious and able to talk in the hospital in San Antonio, where he was taken after the incident at Fort Hood. The White House is deferring all questions about the investigation of the attack to the FBI. The FBI, in conjunction with the military, will determine whether Hassan committed an act of homegrown terrorism. Here's White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
The president has been very clear with everyone that no stone should be left unturned to figure out how and why this happened, and to ensure that it never happens again.
In Fort Hood, the president and first lady will meet privately with the families who lost loved ones in the shooting, and then he will participate in a public memorial service. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Today, the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee is expected to reveal a long-awaited proposal to overhaul financial regulation. Senator Christopher Dodd's proposal would reportedly limit the power of the Federal Reserve and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and consolidate supervision of banks in one agency. One person familiar with draft legislation tells the Associated Press that Dodd wants to allocate considerably more money to the Securities and Exchange Commission and give shareholders of companies some influence over how much executives are paid. Checking Wall Street in early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 6 points at 10,233. The Nasdaq Composite is up 3. From Washington, this is NPR News. Rain is drenching parts of the southeast today as remnants of Tropical Storm Ida, which has now been downgraded to a tropical depression, move across the region. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Edgar Tregutz reports.
In parts of the region, the rains from Ida are adding to already soaked grounds. In Georgia, residents are worried about more flooding. Forecasters say many areas could get 3 to 5 inches of rain, some spots possibly more, and a flash flood watch is in place through tomorrow morning for two-thirds of the state. That includes the battered North Georgia region, which suffered property damage and loss of life from flooding in September. The system is slowly moving east, bringing with it flooding concerns in low-lying areas of Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tregutz in Atlanta.
Global energy consumption will continue to increase, and production of climate-changing greenhouse gases will increase over the next 2 decades unless there's an effective agreement to cut carbon dioxide emissions. That is the word from the International Energy Agency in a new report out today. The IEA's World Energy Outlook shows global energy demand will increase by an average of 2.5% per year over the coming 5 years if there are not changes in current policies. The IEA is pushing for an agreement at the UN Climate Change Conference, which is coming up in Copenhagen next month. Antitrust regulators in Europe are formally objecting to plans by business software maker Oracle to take over rival Sun Microsystems. The more than $7 billion deal has already been approved in the U.S., but European officials have been concerned about it from the start. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.